Hello, and welcome to Prickly, a podcast from KJZZ's Politics Desk. I'm Cameron Sanchez.
And I'm Wayne Chutsky.
Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you'll subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Today we're talking about futuristic bills lawmakers pushed at the Arizona Capitol.
We spend a lot of time reporting on contentious issues like abortion and border security, but hundreds of other bills dealing with other topics have reached the legislature this year and also deserve attention. That includes futuristic bills you may not have heard about yet.
In our interviews with lawmakers, we heard about efforts to create an outer space commission, regulate artificial intelligence, and even promote the flying cars industry. I first spoke with Republican State Representative Alexander Colladan. He is championing AI regulation legislation this year, which the governor recently signed.
Well, prior to session, I had been giving my son a bath and was listening to an episode of the Economist podcast. And they start out the podcast by telling a story about a broadsheet that was discussing a fake massacre by American Indians of the American colonists in the pre-revolutionary period. And after the narrator gets done telling this story, he then says, the story that you just heard is fake. Not the story itself, but that wasn't me that was telling it to you. And I just sort of sat bolt upright and went, oh my God, the technology is that good. Because I've been listening to this podcast forever. I know what the guy's voice sounds like. And you could not tell the difference. And I thought to myself, oh, wow. You know, this is something that is going to be an issue in the 2024 election.
Colladan is an attorney and the vice chair of the House Elections Committee. He says he's juggling his steadfast support for the First Amendment with his concerns on protecting the public from deception.
Well, I think the first thing that we need to do is acknowledge what is potentially a problem and what isn't. The use of AI, even the use of deepfakes in politics, is not necessarily a problem. There are many valid ways that these can contribute to our political discourse: parody, satire, comedy, whatever. We want to avoid our deepfakes that are put out there for the purpose of making the public believe that a candidate for political office said something they didn't say or did something that they didn't do. So I'll give you an example. There was a really poor quality deepfake that came out a couple of months ago where Joe Biden is behind the podium and he says, you know, due to the situation in the Ukraine, I am invoking the provisions of the Selective Service Act, which means I'm reinstituting the draft. Now, even though it was such a poor quality deepfake, at least some people online took it seriously. Had the quality of that deepfake been just slightly better, there would have been blood in the streets. I would have grabbed my rifle, right? And I think a lot of people would have. If there's not a way for somebody like Joe Biden to run into court when a deepfake like that, that is a better quality, inevitably comes out in the future and very quickly get a court's at least preliminary opinion that that's not really him, we risk serious social destabilization. And that's what I've done with this bill, is the mechanism is to have a court look at the evidence and say whether it thinks that the deepfake is really you or not.
And it seems that this year, it's like suddenly everyone wants to address AI and it became so pressing. Did something change? Is it the fact that technology is developing?
That's exactly what it is. It's the technology. It's gotten to the point where it creates a genuine risk of confusion, right? Not just confusion, a genuine inability of folks to tell whether that's really the candidate speaking. You know, and to me, part of freedom of speech is that I'm free to speak or not speak as I prefer, right? So I kind of have that taken away if I have my voice given to messages that I don't agree with.
Culloden's bill is specific to public figures, but there's also already some recourse for private citizens targeted by certain kinds of AI, like artificially generated pornography. He says with the rapidly changing landscape of AI, it's best to legislate with caution. And apparently with AI, Culloden used ChatGPT to write part of the bill.
I'd really rather be accused of doing too little and then readjusting afterwards than doing too much when you're dealing with something as sensitive as political speech. And I think we have to be humble and understand that we're not sure exactly how this is going to develop. We're not exactly sure whether what we're doing is going to be the right approach, right? But it's a mild approach that we can try and see how it works. And then as the future unfolds, the legislature will, I'm confident, respond accordingly.
Republican Senator David Farnsworth has supported what's commonly referred to as the Jetsons Bill to make it easier for the budding flying car industry to operate in Arizona. Farnsworth said he first encountered these types of cars way back in the 1960s when he was a child operating film strips on sales calls for his parents' business.
Well, in one of these film strips, it showed a flying car. It was a novelty. I don't think it really caught on, which fast forward to today, and the bill we passed doesn't address any particular company. It opens it up to the rotable aircraft industry. And as I did research, I have found that there's quite a few companies across the world that do something similar.
Now, these aren't exactly the flying cars we saw in the Jetsons. I'll let Farnsworth explain.
Most of them are a helicopter type. But when I saw this one in particular, which is called a switchblade, I thought to myself, this is something in contrast to that old flying car of so many years ago. This is something that would really appeal to the American people because it's a sleek-looking sports car that you can park in your garage, and then you drive to the airport, press a button on the dash, and in 3 minutes it converts into an airplane, thus the name Switchblade.
Farnsworth's bill would create a process for someone to register these so-called rotable aircraft with the DMV to clear up any regulatory confusion if the industry does come to Arizona.
You know, my kids grew up watching the Jetsons on TV, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's cool. And there was, movies of the past. I've seen a lot of futuristic movies. Back to the Future was one of the most significant that was just fascinating. And Arizona has, I believe, always been forward-thinking. People with open minds wanting to be open for business and receptive to new ideas.
I also spoke with Republican State Representative Justin Wilmoth. He's a starry-eyed lawmaker who wants Arizona to join the space race. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has already signed his bill to create an Arizona Space Commission into law.
I will admit, this is a 20-year bill. This is not something that's going to have an immediate return for me politically, for sure, but it's going to be something that I hope that in 20 years people look back and go, oh, well, Spaceport Yuma exists because of this. And we're not going to know that until we get there. But we're also never going to get it if we don't try, which is the entire point.
Wilmoth hopes to court private space companies to launch rockets out of Arizona, and maybe someday even get an Arizona space station on another planet.
You will see these private agencies, these private companies, grow larger and larger over time. And those are the companies we want to have a presence here. If not entirely, they're a whole company, at least an offshoot of it. And that is going to take us places. And to answer your question, maybe it does lead us to an Arizona trade office on the moon or something. I mean, the possibilities are unlimited because we don't know what we don't know, and that's the future.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Prickly Podcast from KJZZ's Politics Desk. Tune in to 91.5 to hear our coverage of elections, the ongoing legislative session, and more. Or log on to kjzz.org.
And please subscribe to the Prickly Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.